Alors, là, de... qui va soumier l'âme qui est 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 l'âme Tak tablang kibos mungkin lam jiri pe, nyam lam jiri ba. Anu de, mah, an cakap lam jiri, de sumpah de mah, an cik, eh, jiri macam ni, anu cik kongba, jadi cakap lam jiri jeng sesi de mah, orang tu sini, orang tu di syukur, di nyam lam jiri ke tablam. Tak dia le ya, an cik, an jeng an tu cuy, dah nyam sesi de, dah nyam begi cuy de le cuy, nyam nang de le kan es tua ba de le tua ba cuy de nyam nang kan es nyam gore sesi, tak kasam orang tu.
Good morning. So we're continuing to look at the stages of training for practitioners of varying capacity. Practitioners who are striving to achieve either a good rebirth, closing the possibility to falling to the lower realms, or practitioners who are striving for liberation, or those who are striving to attain full and complete enlightenment. So those who are striving for liberation will be striving to abandon afflictions together with their seeds. That's the goal of those who are striving for liberation. And those who are striving for enlightenment, whilst striving to abandon afflictions together with the seeds, will also strive to abandon the imprints in order to become a Buddha, so as to be able to guide all beings to their own liberation. And the text that we are looking at is the middle graduated stages of training for the path of enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa. And this presents the entire and complete and unmistaken method for training one's mind in order to achieve enlightenment. And we are in the second chapter, which is presenting how to listen and explain the teachings. In particular, in this section, how to listen to the Dharma.
Are in him is huge massage and it's a big the name that I'm on the Kasa Karshiva is in that Jimmy, yeah, and it's saying about Dota and the Chicky, the Nijansa, and the Papa to me, Subichansa, and it get up said the dinner markers and gores in it. Now, you get chain and be a couple of yah, and chair down and Chicky. Ya gang ye ge che dam che song bo lama rang gi ge da che shi sha ge lama nyam le je ge lama de la an ji ge gu sha de ba dang gu sha an ji ge jim zu nin gu ru che bi to ne an che bo pu ya la de ne ge to ne an ji nian gu re s ne ga wa da ga wi ge sam di ri an ji che de ne ji ne ye ba di be ma se ka wa sang bo da xiu ji yin sen bi ge da de ne ge che de le ya ma zu dung a zhu ye ta lam na dung a zhu ya ta di ji zhu ye ta cha sa de ye de ne ge che ne ye ba be ma se ge jin chen bo ji ka so re sue nam ka wa sang bo ji yin da de ne za lam de ne ge che she lam di zhen ne ya che xiu ji du shi kuo bra de be ma se ya wo xiu ji yin sen bi ta ne na su su ka wa gun ba ta de ni yu de ne yu tu ba ji ya da de ne lam ma da Nichiki Chelia, Chesu Majeba, Naya Meba, Lucian, Mazichin Yanguri, has on the Dikur Mashiva.
Last night we concluded looking at the outline developing respect for the Dharma and those who teach the Dharma. And this was presented as we looked last time and last night as quotations from Bodh Sutra as well as the Garland of Birth Stories. The meaning in brief here is that we should ensure when receiving teachings that we have a respectful approach to both the teachings and the teacher, the propounder of the teachings. So this is of great importance because through having respect, one's mind will be open and receptive to the teachings, and thereby one will take the teachings as personal instructions. Moreover, we looked at how to generate this open-minded approach, which comes about through recognizing the great value of this opportunity, both in terms of the rarity with which one can have the opportunity to receive teachings, as well as the tremendous benefit that will come through hearing the teachings and integrating them. This recognition leads to joy arising in the mind. And joy is an important foundation in that it leads to an aspiration to receive teachings and to integrate it, and an enthusiasm to continue to do so. Moreover, we looked at how it is important to approach the teachings with an attitude freed of pride and arrogance, as well as contempt and competitiveness. This too, ensuring that one is free of afflictions like this, this too ensures that one's mind is open and receptive. Moreover, in relation to the, specifically to the teacher, recognize his many good qualities and kindness in imparting what he has come to realize.
냠랭이 림바 아주 심듀위기 탑람 숨고로와 지난 심듀위 탑람 숨고와 자 심듈라데 가르스네 묘모비 초게 삼로디 파까지 기위 초게 삼로디 야뉴바 체로 공부 공패도 따도 공시스에 될 심듀와 시고로와 심듀위 탑세 지시고로와 이네 자담 베네 지게 소수기 나제 제베네 디 묘모 마차요로와 안최당 최송어 볼에 최수 제베네 데디 묘모 바라와 디바르와 안지 마구베 제베네 디바 차고로와 안디니기 지게 아니 구셰 메바다 디니 제베네 안지게 두신의 통신 따야다 디니 제베네 고 디바 차고로 디스 먹어야리도 바다 지선당 안주기 디 먹어야 디 파티카발라 안에 가르셔 오래세네 안지게야 안지게 남들이야 구셰제야 단 제바제 소소리야 안지 야 토설의 샤제 두수 구구 제베네 나제디 팔이 이까고 걸다 가지 나제 용고 말아와 진내 남마 내단 최리야 대바던 구십제도 키수디 매바차고 키수 용고 말에 진자든 나제 용고 말에 키수 용고 말에 진내 안에 마구버디게 용고 말아와 진내 진이기 디버샤단 가루 올와 진내 진이기 저 삼로디 두시디 디 삼로디야 지금 곰시레 철저도 니기 가서 월스는 가서 최지 녜다 최지기 남마데 직내기 되바다 듄바디 슉체르고로와 듄바디가지 슉체르고 나가서 듄바디가지 슉체르 누바가지 슉체르여베나 디잠기 만드델이야 녜당 안지 최슈엘레 지금 롭녜체엘레 베주셰샤 야 망아지고로바다 디스 망아지고 딱가지 롭죠 망아제외기 디츠이기 만졸레야 시엔당 만졸로디 야게 되야데 야 주고로바 진짜 디니자 다 최 녜베갑려 디네 삽접체 녜고레 세데 숨고야디 만주게 심 모 공베도 되야 체도 숨고레 디니게 된다 숨고로와
As we saw in the second line of the Garland of Birth Stories, when listening, one does so with the goal to tame or subdue one's mind, which means subduing one's mind means not restraining from being influenced by the afflictions. And the way to restrain one's mind from being influenced by the afflictions is to cultivate virtuous minds. So these two are done together. On one hand, one is cultivating virtuous minds, and whilst doing so, one restrains one's mind from coming under the influence of the afflictions. This serves to tame or subdue or discipline one's mind. So therefore, when approaching teachings and whilst receiving teachings, guard one's mind implicitly from pride, competitiveness, and contempt directed towards either the teacher or the teaching. It's imperative that one does so for several reasons. One, these are afflictions, and one, the purpose of receiving teachings is to subdue the mind from being influenced by the afflictions. Moreover, these particular afflictions serve to close one's mind and prevent the Dharma from entering, prevent one from being able to drink the nectar of the teachings. And the way to do this is to on one hand, reflects on the many good qualities of the teacher and his kindness, and therefore a great fortune at the opportunity to receive teachings from him, and moreover the rarity of the opportunity to receive teachings at all. And this serves to generate joy. And a joyous mind aids the arisal of aspiration. And aspiration is so important in that the stronger one's aspiration, the greater with ease we'll be able to overcome the obstacles that arise for us to both receive teachings and integrate those teachings. We'll with joy and which leads to aspiration, we'll much more easily push away the obstacles that we encounter. And this then will serve to bring about ever more rapid spiritual developments.
Deva dana da dini ki kewe chike yagwasam dana oda ko dini shayade namsan gyun matong aje ndi ay chik cho chine yagwashayada dini yagwadusam peke dini yungurwa chisa dang anzu ki gomshi tohne di yungurwa daya kasayade karasin kewe cho di ngakya rao chila dini gomshi shuchibo yana namsan ngakya kishyo shio rao cha yanchi kewe samlo di kewe na namsan nang kewa kishyo shio yungurwa da di kasay ko gomshi rao ki yungurwa di dini anzu ki
What is being presented throughout this text are various methods to subdue our mind. And there's a great emphasis right here at the outset on how to engage with teachings. And the reason why this is presented in such an expansive way is because this is our very foundation to make the most of these incredible opportunities. So to talk a little further, if we think of the varying types of ripening results, there are many types, results similar to, of course, habitual tendencies, environmental results, and so forth. These all come from either virtue or non-virtue. From virtue leads to happy results, from non-virtue leads to suffering results. And these, and virtue and non-virtue, refers primarily to one's way of thinking. And so here, when we are being advised to guard our mind from afflictions such as pride and competitiveness and contempt, we are being advised to guard our mind from non-virtue, which leads to suffering results. And in the context here, it not only do such afflictions lead to further suffering, but it closes the door to spiritual development. And here, we should look within ourselves and be aware of the times, whether in a teaching environment or generally in society, where we see our mind having a negative view of someone, and then watch how our mind is in terms of what this person is saying. And if we have a critical view of someone, a negative view of someone, we are going to be looking for faults in what they have to say. And where they're saying something which is correcting in accordance with reality, we'll be quite close to that because our mind is explicitly looking for faults, looking for reasons to confirm our bias. So this then not only leads to the accumulation of negativity, because such a mind of contempt is a mind of pride. But moreover, it closes us to the opportunity to be positively influenced now in the teaching environment, to learn and to develop spiritually. So rather, we need to have a more balanced approach, an open mind, and be receptive to the words of the Dharma by having an approach which is free of contempt, free of pride, and thereby focus on the true meaning, applying it to ourselves. If one doesn't do so, one is just strengthening our obstacles, our inner obstacles, to the accumulation of virtue, and thereby limiting our spiritual development. This, what's just been said, ties into what you will also have heard many times, that we all want to experience happiness, freed of suffering. The way to do this is to change our way of thinking, turning away from non-virtuous ways of thinking, the afflicted ways of thinking, and strengthening our habituation to virtuous, wholesome ways of thinking. This is how we attain lasting happiness. This is how we abandon suffering, by changing our way of thinking. And here we see the need to tame or subdue our mind from coming under the influence of the afflictions by strengthening our habituation to virtuous ways of thinking.
Now
returning to the text, we continue to look at how to listen to the Dharma. But its importance here, so we see in the middle, in the handout, it's at the top of page 23, and in the published book, it's on page 21. So we see that the actual way to listen has two points: giving up the threefold to a vessel and relying on the six perceptions. Here again, just to tie into what has just been said, whilst we are talking about ways to listen, it is primarily about ways to think. So be very aware that when we're talking about listening, we are talking about how one should be thinking when receiving verbal information. So this is primarily on how to think whilst hearing teachings.
In
reading from the text, even if sent by the gods, rain cannot enter a vessel turned upside down. A vessel that faces upward but is unclean will pollute the rain and render it undrinkable. Or say a vessel is clean but the bottom leaks, then even though the rain goes in and is not spoiled by dirt, it does not stay.
That's it.
The way to understand this is if you think of a vessel, let's take a bowl from which we'd perhaps eat some soup. So if the bowl were upside down, so we see this in the first line, a vessel turned upside down. So if you think of a bowl being upside down, if we pour soup onto it, nothing is going to go inside. It's just going to mess everywhere. And when we eventually turn the bowl the right way around, it's going to be empty. And so that is the first illustration, a vessel, the first fault, a vessel turned upside down. And the second then is if a vessel that faces upward but is unclean. So here you have your bowl and it's facing the correct way, but it's dirty inside. You pour soup into it, you're not going to eat that because the bowl itself was filthy. So you rather will not eat. And now the soup or the food is unable to fulfill its purpose. One remains hungry. Then the third fault is a vessel that is clean, but the bottom leaks. So yeah, the bowl is right way up, and it's clean, but there's a hole in the bottom. Then one pours the soup in, and it just runs straight out. So again, one is unable to satiate one's hunger. One's needs are not fulfilled. So these are the three faults of a vessel. A vessel that is upside down, a vessel that is the correct way round, or a bowl that's the correct way round, but it is dirty inside, or one that is the correct way round, it's clean inside, but it's leaky. So none of these are suitable. None of these serve the required purpose. Rather, what we need is a bowl or a vessel that is upright, that is clean, and it's flawless in that it's without a hole or not even cracked.
상한주게 칼라세기 뇌디 던다 가래 디기 괴바루시 가래라나 델레야 칼라루제 만주에 사해 사해고로와 사바이나 은세기 가족이 저것도 비중할 강할 세고로와 제자녀기 균 숨제다 얘네 델레루제 칼라세야지 자고 말아 말아도 만주게 아니 저것도 비기 강한지 세투고 말아와
The purpose of the bowl or the vessel is to enable us to overcome suffering, the suffering of hunger. So this is the purpose of a bowl. This is the role it is supposed to play.
It's quite
clear. If one is hungry, one has the opportunity to eat, but one was to make one of these errors of either having the bowl upside down or having it the right way up but dirty inside or cracked at the bottom, that one would be unable to partake in the delicious meal. One would be unable to overcome one's suffering. So relating to the first fault of a vessel turned upside down, we have, even if sent by the gods, rain cannot enter. So no matter how much rain there would be, it could not enter. No matter how much food one had the opportunity to receive, it could not enter one's bowl that was turned upside down.
The
fault that follows from a vessel that faces upwards but is unclean is that it will pollute the rain that now can enter the rain from the gods and render it undrinkable. So whether we think of it in terms of a liquid food like soup or solid food, if the container itself is polluted, it becomes undrinkable or unedible. And then similarly in relation to the third fault of a vessel, say the vessel is clean but the bottom leaks, then even though the rain goes in and is not spoiled by dirt, it does not stay. So in other words, one is still unable to satiate one's hunger because the food flows straight through the bowl.
Then
The vessel that is required is one that is facing the correct way up, that is clean and not at all broken. Then it can fulfill its purpose.
That is the case. The people who are in the world are in the world. That is the case. The people who are in the world are in the world. The people who are in the world
That's an illustration which is quite clear, and now with the text comes to the meaning behind the illustration. If when you sit if in the same way there is no great need to hear the Dharma, if when you sit in a place where the Dharma is being explained, you do not listen well, or if you listen but take it wrong with a faulty motivation and the like, or if these other faults are not present, but the words and the meaning get grasped at the time of hearing and are not consolidated and get lost through forgetfulness and so forth, therefore you should be free of these faults. The first fault, which is a vessel turned upside down, then the meaning of that illustration is when you sit in a place where the Dharma is being explained, but you do not listen well. So this would be where one is in a teaching environment, but rather than engaging with the teachings, one is distracted by something else. Maybe one has earphones in and is listening to something else, or reading something else, or has fallen asleep. In instances like this, one is like an upturned vessel. One has the nectar of Dharma pouring down all around you, but nothing penetrates. Therefore, no benefit is attained from even being in the teaching hall. The purpose of the teachings being given is not being attained by oneself. It's like a person who's hungry and being given plenty of nutritious food, but not taking it. So here, the person who's like, or the student is like an upturned vessel. They have all this abundant Dharma presented to them, but they are not receiving it, and therefore they are unable to be impacted by the teachings in terms of developing the causes for happiness and overcoming the causes for suffering.
Tendu sinjang lobar sunwa am 군노균차바소당네에소균차바소시르
The second fault is a vessel that is unclean. So here one would imagine that if food was placed into your bowl, but your bowl was filthy, whilst you have food, and that this food has the potential to ease your suffering, because the bowl is filthy, you will not partake of it, and therefore your hunger will not be satiated. So similarly, the illustration the example is explained with, if you listen but take it wrong, with a faulty motivation and the like. So here, one is listening, one is hearing the words, but one's mind is negative. One is criticizing the teacher, one is criticizing the teaching. So thereby, one's motivation is clearly flawed. One's thinking, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about, or it is not like this, it's actually like that. So one here has an approach of arrogance, looking down on the teacher or the teaching. So the result of this is, whilst the words have been heard, one will not put it into practice because of the dominance of the afflictions in one's mind. And if one does not put into practice what one has heard, no benefit will be attained. The third fault is, the text says, even though the rain goes in and is not spoiled by dirt, it does not stay. So this then is where the bowl has a crack or a hole in the bottom. Then even though one receives soup, it's just going to run out. And you will be unable to eat and satiate your hunger. So the meaning here is then presented in the text. If these other faults are not present, so in other words, one is listening well, one is not like the upturned vessel, and one has a good motivation, wanting to hear, wanting to understand the Dharma and apply it to one's mind, so one has a good motivation, so one's not like a dirty vessel, but the words and the meaning you grasp at the time of hearing are not consolidated and get lost through forgetfulness and so forth. So one is hearing the teachings with a good motivation, but unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but it's quite a pitiful situation because the student has a good motivation and is trying, but what is being heard is not settling inside, and therefore it's quickly forgotten. And in fact, it may well be experienced that the student leaves the teaching and struggles to recount what was taught. Maybe we'll have a very general idea, but they will struggle to take away anything more than that. And therefore, from that teaching, they will not have anything that they can apply to their mind. They will not be able to take away anything to meditate on. And therefore, they will not attain the benefits that otherwise they could have, because they did listen. They did have a good motivation, a receptive motivation, but they did not put to memory what they were hearing. Just to say, as a translator, this thus far the English and the Tibetan are really in quite a different order. It's not any mistake in the translation, just reordered. So now we come to the phrase above. There is no great need to hear the Dharma. So what this means is merely hearing the Dharma is insufficient. One has to meditate on what one hears. These two need to come together, hearing and reflecting. One needs to integrate what is hearing, put it into practice, gain experience of what one is hearing. This is the purpose, not merely to hear the teachings, but to integrate them into one's very way of thinking, so that the Dharma becomes one's very mind, one's very way of being. That is the purpose of hearing. The purpose of hearing is to hear and reflect. The reality is when one's hearing a teaching for an hour, hour and a half, it's difficult to be able to remember every single point that has been made. But one really should come away with as much as possible, so as the more that one comes away with, the more one has to integrate into one's practice.
Ah, 안지게 뇌야 칼라 루비 갑리야 뇌야 칼 쇠바체 나로 장바체 샷마토와 지혀바이나 안디나네 칼라 루지에 능한 주사엘 판도 판도고레스 아까가 쪼베 쪼도베 동아세 두고레스 니나시 당한 최인 비갑리야 안지게 지게 샘디파 지게 샹달라 삼나미에나 진나미에다 샹달라 비슈 마선 삼마당화제 마동화제 아니야 직최당 라마디 니엘 셰바 카사나 디리 디쇼 셰바 나진 아 저기 라마최당 안최마벌레 대바당 그바 제지도 제바 제는 데잖아 데네가 가와상보 최지 빼마세 가와상보레 삼베당 토네 주베나 대구모데리 야고 껴요 말아봐 생구노 야고 차디거래 지다 데니게 다 최슈비 갈레 데니게 고하라바 야고레 삼제네 지소수기 배지 남이야다 디네카야 마타와체 야고신년배나 배디안뉴 카부버도 마인바 뇌나레 녀바 차고레 온두시니 녀비가 녀네 당하는 지금 녀비가다 어디송송 디디 디데도 디데도 선배게 안제 삼러야 맞아 잼바로 두시네 잼베 진진 녀고고레 사실 난도나라 안디니게 쉐냐 디니지 녀고고레 디니 녀바이나 안행아 저기 된다데라 어 지게 샘려야 제 차에 용그리 내 참 차에는 딩한테 검제비 갑라 안디시 디 검제에다 삼다다의 싱그리 디네 삼다에도 디야네 야도 야네 땅에도 먼저 강아세야다 디기주에도 죽두고 와레스 제사다 디네 제사다 먼저 최최비고 거버 가르스네 나 저기 디기주에도 동아세디로 와스 제사디 두스네 녀바이나 최최비고 거버 된다데 죽고 와레스 돈다디네 숨고로 와다
The text continues, therefore, you should be free of these faults. This refers to the faults of being like an upside down vessel, a dirty vessel, or a broken vessel. So this is not what we, such a vessel is not what we'd use to eat, and we should not have these faults as students of the Dharma either. And therefore we should, when approaching teachings, try and listen without distraction. Limit our distractions. So that we can pay attention to what is being said. And when we notice the mind is distracted, bring it back to what is being said. And secondly, as has been mentioned in the previous outline, we should have a motivation or an attitude of respect towards the teacher and the teaching, reflecting on how fortunate we are to be able to receive this teaching and reflect on the qualities of the teacher. And then thirdly, whilst hearing the teaching, we should also be trying to set what has been said into memory. So utilizing various techniques to recall later what has been said. Because the whole purpose of hearing teachings is not merely to gather knowledge, but so that one can, based on this knowledge, integrate it through reflecting on it repeatedly, again and again, making it part of one's very being. That is the purpose of receiving teachings.
Ore na din ne za khasang an du khasang shi gyo na da ti shi gyo de du na ning bo di ba ji ge khasang chu chi ti sha she ba da ti chu chu ji shi go ro wa yin na da du na ning bo di kha res na ga sim le nya wa di ro wa da du na ning bo di na ga ju chu ne bi ka bi ya an chi sab za ji ne da chi pa ka sab za ji ne da an ne chi che 안 되려야 안에 군웅을 수수 삼류 토네 다 니니게 취취하고 고프라바당 안 니니게 빼야고래 샘비게 취해당 취해모호 벌려야 대바당 구제대 대비 토네 냐야들이 니네 니네다 취해도 어딘 다 니숭구도와 니숭구도와 샘비게다 나아지게 된다 니보 샘비게 쟤야들이 다 가사나 니리숭야지게 땅아지 쟤비 신예대 가르친고 오래시네 취해니비갑려야 취해당 취해모호 벌려야 안 대바당 구제대 토네 냐구오래 사야대
디젠야다 This 新规矩军车的话，那罗当，俺那建筑那弄的那点点点点点些，我都去忙活的，军车那建的送过来吧。其他的等到宁波是战地，我到今年十月搞了，对吧？当俺那去说说，搞好困难，没办法，都是那很困苦的，年苦的些。俺地里，俺地里，俺那个就给点点把钱吧，那地上俺那让几部分新建，他们就给端了，上级给包特别去录音，准备什么年苦的些。我今年个，但连前的，年别个不了，今年是年苦的，准备个什么东西，得录音的地方的。
What we've had presented both here thus far in our first hour together this morning as well as last night. Well, it's been quite a bit of time, but what has been presented basically is this. When one is listening to teachings, one needs to listen carefully, attentively, and with an excellent motivation, trying to put into memory what is being said. That is basically it. So then one may well think, why has Lama Tsongkhapa presented such a large, so many words to present something that could have been said in a sentence or two? Well, the reason to spend time on this is precisely to aid us to have a good motivation and to be open-minded and to recall what is being said, so that hopefully one will now, through having heard about this extensively, every time going forward, before entering a teaching and whilst in that teaching, watch one's mind, ensuring that one is open and receptive, one is not being distracted by other technology or other thoughts or sounds outside, but that one's mind is present, one's mind is open, and one has an attitude of joy and enthusiasm arising from an attitude of respect. This all will aid in you remembering what has been presented. And that is the key component, because in dependence on how much one remembers and the attitude with which it was received, one will be able to later integrate that. So the reason for this extensive presentation is Lama Tsongkhapa could have just written this in a summary form, just written the essence in a line or two. But he's rather presented reasons and he's presented quotations so as to make it more likely that we will remember what has been presented and we'll integrate it. So that is the case here and it's the case throughout the text. So how to help you remember to put into memory the teachings that one is hearing is to listen with an open mind, a receptive mind, an enthusiastic, joyful mind, as well as to understand the purpose of every teaching, which is to help one spiritually develop and progress towards enlightenment. When approaching the teaching with this attitude, it's much easier then to recall what is being said.
Desum genium borrow city, desum genium borrow city there, as you could know, Lia, Anjike, and Dishi, New, Dengi, Chick, Che, Namiat, and Che, Yam, Yahumania Pache, and the Kunola, Kun Chapik, Kun, the Soviet, and the Yam Pache, and Jig, and Tempe Masonba, desum genium bonala, Dona, the Carson or Sene, desum genium borrow Dolia, Labor, Rabdo Nula, Yila Sonshik says, or Che, Sisu, Sisum Sonshin, Musa.
The text continues. The antidotes to the three are set forth in the three phrases in the sutras. So the antidote to these three, of course, what we've been looking at, to the fault of not listening at all, although being present, the fault of having a polluted motivation, and the fault of not recalling what one has heard. So this, the antidotes are set forth in three phrases in the sutra. Listen intently in the correct way and keep it in mind.
The first is
listen intently. So here we listen as to listen well to you know, pay attention.
然后这个军呢，现在的军呢，告诉这个军呢，点把这这的敌人过去的工农安排，的那个呀，俺这个工农了呀，这个告诉我的工农安排没吧？很多现在工农团的也不是念过的，是然后军呢，现在这点把他们过去的，这边团的念过的，是。And
the correct way, this refers to overcoming the antidote to the second fault, which is to listen with a correct motivation, a motivation of respect, a motivation of understanding the importance and the rarity of what is being presented, and a motivation of joy and enthusiasm. And listen with the intention to keep it in mind, to remember what. So listen with the intention to remember what is being taught.
Lama
Tsongkhapa here is showing that these three faults of a vessel and their antidotes are something that he hasn't made up himself, but actually comes from a sutra, from the words of the Buddha himself. Having quoted sutra, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes Sangha's Bodhisattva levels. And in Bodhisattva levels, we are told to listen with the desire to understand it all, single-pointedness, a heedful ear, an integrated mentality, and fully focused attention. The first two are quite clear. Listen with the desire to understand it all. So listen with the intention to understand the entirety of what is being presented. And single-pointedness refers to listening in a concentrated manner, free from distraction. When one's mind is just distracted, return and continue to try to listen in a concentrated manner. A heedful ear. This you should understand as listening attentively. So we have the expression "lend me your ear." So here, the meaning is to listen attentively, and an integrated mentality is better understood as a subdued or a humble mind, where one's mind is subdued from the afflictions, one is, and thereby has a humble attitude. In other words, one is showing, has an attitude of respect for the teacher and teaching. This then serves for the mind to be subdued or humble. And the third, fully focused attention, this refers to that one should keep one's general motivation for engaging in the Dharma present whilst listening to teachings. In other words, one is listening to the teaching, wanting to understand it completely, listening in a concentrated manner and with a respectful attitude in order to spiritually develop so as to be able to benefit all sentient beings. So the final point of fully focused attention refers to the general motivation of wanting to spiritually develop so as to be of ever greater benefit to all sentient beings.
那那那宁波的两个就去年的节庆部落修起个了吧？可是呢，两个这个三九国王退保计划是每年这个三九国王退保给他们两年的人把的该干的机会为辛苦活了吧？他辛苦吧？他底薪的很退保了的呢，退过活了吧？就算退一遍，就节庆不休息。 但是他说你心里也是退的退不接近不行吧？可是没退不行呢，那就人们其他心嘛了吧？就算退的接近不行不休息，就是。就那今天在那退的接近不行，退别搞不了，你去年别搞不了，那个时候我说呢，退的接近不休息的，现在他就去年别搞不了，那个就去就怕就啥子啊？今年别去三那么远的，马上我去，那就年末后我去。 这啥子啊？今年年过过了嘛？都，你们年不呢？俺那个时候嘞，这个退吧，疫情不嘞，先退吧，说年不呢？这年过呀，咱那面说就那，要大大一个嘛了，就对那住吧，就咱，今年个退的疫情不嘞？他退别搞不了，去续别搞不了，俺们先不怕那面先到了，上马达去。但是今年我们这边呢，就今年别搞了，这个，这个说说个，这个。
How we listen to teachings, how we hear teachings is really of great importance because, as we heard in previous sections, that it's important to understand the stages of training one's mind, because if one lacks knowledge, it's impossible to develop a new skill. And if one's knowledge is limited, one's skill is going to be limited. So therefore, it's important that one hears teachings. And for the opportunity that for one to take the most or gain the most from the opportunity when one has the opportunity to hear teachings, then it's important to listen well. So we see these three faults here. So what one should take away from this and have it set in mind so that one can keep it present throughout one's time of receiving teachings, that one should listen firstly attentively, free from distractions. And free from distraction refers to distraction in the place where one is. So one's not being drawn to other things in terms of what one sees or hears, but also from distracting thoughts, such as one's various responsibilities in the home or place of work. So when one's mind is drawn there, recognize this. Recognize that this is a fault and bring one's mind back to the teaching, trying to listen attentively, single-pointedly. And to aid this is the second point, that of one's motivation. Because if one's motivation is well developed, one can with greater ease draw the distracted mind back and listen attentively. So the motivation to have is a combination of respect for the teacher and teaching, which comes about through recognizing the great qualities of the teacher and the teaching, and also understanding the incredible importance of this opportunity, in that whatever the topic is that is being presented is included in the cultivation of the qualities that will lead you to freedom from suffering and enable you to be of great benefit to others. So with this, when such a motivation is clear and developed within one, one will have joy, one will have enthusiasm and aspiration, making it much easier to listen. So this is how one's motivation will impact on one's attentiveness and one's ability to overcome distraction. Those two then aid the third part, which is to listen with the intent to put into practice what one is hearing. So this requires one to remember well what one has heard in the teaching, not just in the teaching, but after the teaching and long after the teaching. Because the purpose of receiving teachings is to transform one's mind, to reflect and meditate on what one is hearing. When one has understood this well, every teaching one receives, one will be receiving with the intent that taking this knowledge and integrating with it within myself, so hearing and reflecting, so that by reflecting on this every day, including it in my meditation, later I will be able to go into somewhere solitary, into an isolated place, and engage in solitary retreat on these topics. And this then, to be able to do that, means that one's entire career of hearing Dharma teachings need to be heard and integrated within oneself so that one can engage in solitary retreat in what one has heard. So with this motivation then, this will aid one's determination to remember what one is hearing. So in this way, these three components work well together: listening attentively, having a pure motivation, and listen with the intention to remember what is being taught, so that one can put it into practice.
Then
dini yuanla gili 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 jangdo jigi jigi je dili ma do namsa dinan chatu ka ko wa dini yinza na ngan zu kabre lia ji tembe ma zen ba da an ji ji ge ni ku wa la so ba da ya kabre lia na mian shu wa la so ba da dini yue be ne ni ji ge ko sim ju cha je de chen ji chen min de sim be ji ge ji sim ja de de ma ba ne de je wa min de sim be ge dang yi da da yong tu min de sim be ge sam da me ba le ji ge sa ne ngan du sin jang yi jang ge jin bu da wo de cha ho le ma Majamba put up a chimere. Jetade put up with a check in the Salam Sajan, put up a check in Namia Corp Merwada. Dinizada, Nera Blanc, the dinner in the Hungary, didn't want to live chicken chicken and chasan in the Hungurwa. Jetta Simju Chiamera, the court called Mutuji, Yaget Nayala, and Bishigins and became Simju Kiwore.
So having heard how Lama Tsongkhapa is advising his students to listen to teachings, when you hear this and then relate to how one perhaps does listen to teachings, you may see quite a gap and think, well, I certainly can't listen to teachings and don't listen to teachings with an undistracted mind and single-pointedly and with a motivation that is flawless. So this is beyond me. I cannot do this. Thinking like this, it's a grave mistake. Thinking like this in any context in the Dharma is a grave mistake. So I'll address it now in relation to our topic, but take it more broadly. What is presented is the goal, the highest goal, the perfect goal, the goal that we have the capacity to attain. What is presented is not where we are, but where we can be, what we have the ability to achieve. So again, I'm just presenting it in relation to the topic we're discussing, but it relates to every topic in the Dharma. What is presented is the ideal that we should set as our goal to strive for. But what is not presented is where we are. One, because we're in different places. But two, the purpose of the teachings is to integrate them so that we can develop. So in this way, the text presents our objective, our goal. So therefore, approach the teachings with a balanced perspective. Through hearing teachings and reflecting on the meaning, you should be getting to know yourself better. And thereby, you recognize where you are. Recognizing where you are does not mean being complacent. Rather, recognize where you are and see what your potential is. Recognize where you are and recognize your potential to improve. And in this way, strive to achieve these perfect goals. So you're not trying to be perfect now, but you're recognizing where you are and striving to become a perfected being, a Buddha. So generate the very best aspiration that one can, with one's clear goal that one is progressing towards in mind. And then do one's very best. And always bear in mind that one's progress isn't linear, it isn't a straight line. There are times when one's obstacles are quite mild and one can progress quite quickly. There are other times when obstacles in one's life are quite overwhelming. And one may well be then sitting in a teaching, but feeling ill, or have big things going on in one's life that one's mind is drawn towards. So in circumstances like that, one has greater obstacles to listening well. At other times, one may find one's quite attentive, but other days, one's mind may be quite dopey. That's okay. We accept where we are, but we also bear in mind our potential to improve. And we keep trying to do the best that we can within our own particular set of circumstances. And in this way, we will, over time, definitely spiritually develop.
Dine zadu chindu chege, ili tad nga zo miyut 做的是卡国外的去年别个来的那个汽车地带对面的那年五国的身边的帕罗帕的好国外车，那所说的地南新区用马图贝呢，帕木图一些呢，但等于地南新区毛不年的用途不基因身边的东北街街，那俺都都是呢，伢呢都是年把伊那，俺这个这边呢，俺这个里现在也有主要需要的话，当然呢，这个谁不说话，俺的。 남자한테는 지금 도마송이라고 하시네. 지금 야구송토가 있는데야 되나? 아니, 그것도 지금 양지, 지금 랍중구 도마세야다. 딜에 뜻, 샤라송 마딩어 되길래, 양지니 도마세야다. 근데 내 아직 균형부송마다 니미치송은 지그리세 니네기 도마세야다. 지금 니미치송이야기 도마세. 도우시네, 파지 딜에마 송송지, 충주네야 송송송지, 딜에야 아직 니미치송이야기 도마세야다. 지금 니미치이나 다오지나 니미치송, 다오니나로, 니미다, 젤야 길리송, 다오지나라 니미치치치바다 사니, 송시, 도우시네, 안디야 직, 가자밀야 니고 공부해줘도 되는
So here I want to again encourage you to take care of your mind. When you're listening to teachings, listen with wisdom. And this wisdom gets developed over time as you hear more teachings and reflect on the meaning and get to know yourself better. Because a mistake to make with this or any teaching is to think, this is beyond me. This is at a level for the holy beings, not for someone like me. And then give up. This is a mistake. When thoughts like that arise, that this is too difficult, this is beyond me, recognize those thoughts. Recognize them. No, push them away. Recognize them. But recognize them for what they are. And don't be guided by them. They're just thoughts. Rather, be guided by what you have learnt in the teachings, which is that we have attained a remarkable, that we all have a remarkable human potential. A potential that is far greater than what we are experiencing right now. We have the potential to develop far beyond where we are right now. Have that as your guide. Not your doubts. Not your self-limiting thoughts. Not the views that you've accepted about yourself that keep you small and limited. Rather, recall your remarkable human potential. And then join that with faith in the Buddha. Faith in the Buddha that He taught the Dharma in a way that is ideal for human beings, that is in accordance with the ability of human beings. And therefore, I can achieve so much more than I may feel I'm capable of. My true potential is hidden from me. So don't be guided by one's the darkness of ignorance, but rather be guided by the light of wisdom, through recalling one's remarkable human potential and faith that the Buddha taught in accordance with one's capacity. And when one's mind goes in that direction of recalling our potential as well as faith in the Buddha, then one's mind is uplifted. And then turn your mind to the goal which is of freedom from the sufferings of samsara, the goal of having a state of mind that is always at peace, that is always at ease, that can deal successfully with life's challenges without ever being overwhelmed by them, and moreover, can be of great benefit to others. That is possible. It is not beyond any of us. So now, just thinking like that, immediately confidence arises within us, not believing our self-limiting views and opinions. And an illustration of this is those who have taken on the vows, the responsibility of the vows of the ordained. They would have come to that point. They didn't enter in the Dharma as an ordained person. Rather, they would have progressed to that point, hearing teachings, giving rise to aspiration, thereafter taking one-day vows, seeing that they can abide in the one-day vows with a sense of ease and freedom. And then, with that confidence, they would have taken lay vows, and again seen that the lay vows give them freedom, not restrictions. And this would have led to a more confidence, and as they heard more teachings, led to the confidence that, yes, I too can receive the vows of the ordained and live within them with a sense of freedom. So this is just an illustration, but it shows the approach of progression. And the approach of progression is what should guide us, not our feelings of limitation, nor feelings of complacency. Rather, we should rely on our incredible human potential and our faith in the Buddha. And in this way, we're not going to be swayed by delusion, but rather will be guided by our wisdom. So let's turn back to the text, and we come to relying on the six perceptions. So just this term perception, if you're uncomfortable with it, others translate it as with six ideas or convictions. So yeah, but this translators use perceptions. This has 6 points: perceiving oneself as a patient, perceiving the one expounding the Dharma as a doctor, perceiving the instructions as medicine, perceiving persistent practice as the cure, perceiving the Tathagata as an exalted being, and generating the wish for the Dharma tradition to last long. Take an overview of these, perceiving oneself as a patient. So generally when one hears the word patient, immediately physical illness arises, or the thought, the connection is made with physical illness. Here it refers to the afflictions. And the reason why the afflictions are likened to an illness is because just like an illness leads to suffering, our afflictions lead to all our problems, suffering and difficulties. This needs to be recognized. Just like a physical illness, we recognize how it causes us harm, how it limits our ability to engage. We need to recognize the role the afflictions play in our life. that both that they are the source of our own problems and difficulties, but they also limit us in terms of our capacity to be of benefit, our capacity to give of ourselves. So here, the illness that is referred to is the illness of the afflictions. And the second perception is relating to the one expounding the Dharma as being like a doctor. So just like when one recognizes that one is ill, one goes to see a skilled doctor. Here too, when recognizing the illness caused by our afflictions, or that our afflictions are illness, we will go to someone that we recognize has greater skill than we do in this regard. We also recognize the compassion with which he will care for us.
Third
perception. Perceiving the instructions as medicine. So here, relating to the spiritual instructions that one receives from the Dharma as medicine, in that one needs to recognize that the spiritual instructions, they have the capacity to heal us. So this is the approach to take to the teachings, recognizing that the words of the Dharma, if integrated, they have the power to heal us. And the fourth is perceiving persistent practice as the cure. The cure relates to the Dharma that we're receiving from our spiritual teacher. These spiritual instructions are the cure for our suffering. But merely hearing them is insufficient. So we recognize that the Dharma is the medicine, but the medicine needs to be taken. And it needs to be taken consistently. And it needs to be taken with vigor and with effort. The key point that's being made in the fourth perception is that we need to repeatedly, over a sustained period, apply the teachings to our mind. Hear the teachings, reflect on their meaning in both formal practice and when going about our daily life. Those teachings should be influencing our daily life. This is how we engage in the teachings repeatedly over a sustained period. This is persistent practice. And the fifth perception is perceiving the Tathagata as an exalted being. The Tathagata here refers to the founder teacher, Buddha Shakyamuni. And being an exalted being, the reason for being an exalted being is he has completely abandoned afflictions together with their seeds and their imprints. So we recognize the incredible qualities that he has attained through his persistent practice. The sixth perception is generating the wish for the Dharma tradition to last long. This comes about in dependence on valuing the doctor, our teacher, recognizing that his teachings are the medicine for our illness, and through repeatedly over a sustained period, applying his teachings, taking that medication in the prescribed manner, we will have been experiencing the benefits of doing so. Experiencing the benefits through our mind changing, our mind becoming more open and receptive and loving towards others, to being able to deal with life's challenges and difficulties with ever greater ease. Experiencing these benefits, naturally, the wish will arise for others who we recognize their suffering and why they are suffering. The wish will arise for them too to receive these benefits. But for them to receive the benefits, they can only do so in a manner similar to how we are, which is to hear the teachings and reflect on them. So therefore, the sincere wish will arise that for the Dharma to abide in the world for a long time, for the methods to attain lasting happiness to abide in the world for a long time. So to summarize the six perceptions, through When approaching a teaching situation, because we are in the context of how to listen, when approaching a teaching situation, recognize that we are suffering. Recognize that the reason for my coming here is to because there's something wrong. Things are not quite right. And the cause of all my problems and difficulties are the afflictions. This is the starting point, to recognize that we are like a patient, and it is the afflictions that cause all our suffering. And thereafter, one recognizes that the teacher, like a skilled doctor, has the qualities required to heal me. Through his wisdom and love and compassion, he will guide me to develop freedom from suffering. But for that to happen, I need to hear teachings. So therefore, one needs to listen free of the three faults of a vessel, like we heard before. Listen intently, understanding that these words are practice advice for me. In other words, this is my medicine for my illness. And I need to apply it both now, whilst I'm hearing the teaching. I need to be reflecting on the meaning with a undistracted mind, a single-pointed mind, an attentive a mind. I need to be reflecting on it now and in my daily meditation practice and throughout the day. So in other words, repeatedly over a sustained period. Only through intense practice will the medical treatment produce the desired result, the attainment of lasting happiness. So this is how we should approach the teachings, and moreover, we should do so with the recognition that Buddha Shakyamuni is a holy being, which means approaching with respect, with faith, and with an open, receptive attitude, knowing that his teachings are the a complete and unmistaken method to attain freedom from suffering. And as we start to experience the benefits, naturally in dependence on this, the wish will arise within us, may others also receive these benefits. So here we generate the wish. May the Buddha Dharma remain in the world until each and every sentient being has attained their own enlightenment.
Sim Kasore, Namia Masota, Ni Mokuala Sobata, Tusine, Sabzajine, and Nishineda, and Delia, and Kunotone, Lama, Chelia, Tepatisi, Duchene, and Chick, Dinin, Dinishu, and we pay our worries, said the Kashin Guibitone, Tusian Gurries, and Dadinian Gurries, Dinin Gur, a setting on to Simling Air Chitua, and Dinigi, and Jigi, Nimbi Kabli, and Jigi, Nishi. To see to some thing to do, just that I'm going to get young, that been it later. No more, but my papa said, no more been naked up to your head. Says I need it, no more, never not seen in the house and begin, no more been needing it. You are it. That is that church in Bobo Lamadi, the Manjigi, no more been nesting, remember not seen in your house and begin. Then let me get soon shape you cheerly, the men not share it, just that lemons in the church, you better shoot him at Yamlin Chevina, the Della Dene, Manjigi, no more be doing, I didn't say 2 years. And then it's other, they are honest, let me soon hear the am. Sanyu Jumnin di Yusun Shepi Chedi Ba Nyamle Rimba Sungurba, Chesanyu Jumnin de Sadi, Jun Gunse, Yundin Gundi, Niki Watamba, Zivi, Zivi Tanyi Chedi, Chesa, Korongi, Nyamsulin, Nyamnu, Nyamnyong, Tony, Sunsha Badiri, Chesada, Givotamba, Di Sunsha Badiri, Asimbegi, Dinigi Nyamle Chedi, Yahuri, Chesan Dinigi Nyamle Chedi, Pea Kahu, Susu Nyamle Chedi, Susu Nyu, Tianangi, Susuranga Nyamle Chedi, Marangi Yamajin, Shalia, Tianje, Dinigi, Simjan, Duma Sealia, Sanji, Dinigi, Yamajin, but Gunu, Nege, Dinigi, Simjan, Tamjela, Pando, Yamadi, Didon, the Yin, Sambu, Duchin, some Dangu, Resetting, Chain, Yambi, Color, some Dana, Dinch, Dangu, Resetch, the Sungorwada, Dinigi, some Dadi, Yangu, Resetch.
To summarize what we've been looking at, the attitude to generate both when approaching a teaching as well as to maintain whilst in the teaching is to reflect on the great opportunity one has, the rarity of this opportunity, and thereby generate some enthusiasm, generate enthusiasm within oneself, a willingness to hear and to engage. And then moreover, to generate a respect and a trust in the teacher and in the teaching that he is about to give or is giving. This too is to serve to generate joy and enthusiasm in our mind, a wish to understand the entirety of what's being presented, because one understands that whatever the topic is, it serves as part of helping us to overcome the afflictions that cause our pain and developing virtue, which will lead us to freedom from suffering. So we use these techniques that we've been hearing last night and today to generate a joy and an enthusiasm for the teachings, because this will help us to overcome distractions. It will help us overcome fatigue. It will also help us to retain better what we are hearing, so thereby overcome the three faults of a vessel. And moreover, to also to aid us in how skillfully we engage in the teaching, have the attitude, the recognition that this is a teaching directly for me, because I am here suffering due to my afflictions. I am a patient. I am experiencing pain, and the cause are my afflictions. And the solution is that what the teacher before me, with his wisdom and his compassion, is imparting now. These instructions are my medicine, and I need to apply these teachings right now and from right now. And I need to do so intently, repeatedly, over a sustained period. This is the way I've been repeatedly advised to train, and this is the unmistaken method to transform our mind, to break our habituation to afflicted ways of thinking, and strengthen our habituation to wholesome ways of thinking. And this entire body of teachings came from Buddha Shakyamuni, a being who perfected himself and thereby was able to present a complete and unmistaken path to attain the same enlightened state that he did. Thinking like this generates respect for the Buddha, and this again is important because it serves to further make us receptive to the Dharma, to the teachings. And whatever benefit one is experiencing, both now and over a course of time, will lead one to appreciate the teachings ever more. Lead one to appreciate the teachings ever more, value them ever more, and a yearning will arise within one. May others come to experience this too. And for others to experience it, they need to still cultivate many causes, so it may take some time. Therefore, may the teachings abide in our world continuously without interruption until each and every being attains enlightenment. So thank you. We can conclude there for this morning. But if you have some questions, then feel free to ask. Seppo?
I have a question about the point Geshe was making last night, different from the translation, that the guru is Buddha, as opposed to the Buddha, the guru resembles a Buddha, is like a Buddha. So then Geshe said, we can have doubt, that obviously there are teachers that are Buddha and are not Buddha. So in Geshe was saying that it's very clear in the teachings that there's more merit if you see the teacher as the Buddha. Is it that the Buddha has many, many ways to guide, and if you see the guru as Buddha, you get the benefit of Buddha guiding you where there's some obstacle? You don't have to think about or decide whether the guru is Buddha or not, which you have no way to tell anyway. But it becomes irrelevant, because if you think the guru is Buddha, Buddha is guiding you. Did you see that? Is that time? I just still don't know, because it's sort of like, it's almost like the doubt remains. and I just want more merit, so I see the guru is Buddha.
So just to confirm with you, I won't repeat everything you said, but just the the question itself to repeat back to you. So one should understand that the Buddha will guide in many different ways in accordance with beings' abilities, etc. So therefore one doesn't need to give any thought as to whether he is a Buddha or not, but be receptive to the mode of guidance that is being received. Is it something like that?
Well, it's almost like we should see it as irrelevant to need to decide whether the Buddha is Buddha or not. Because we can have confidence that Buddha is guiding me if we stop the obstacle of doubt whether the Guru is Buddha or not.
So if we remove this doubt of thinking whether the Guru is Buddha or not, we can then the Buddha will be able to guide us more easily through the Lama.
Yeah, with the confidence that Guru can guide me if I remove that obstacle.
Okay. So in brief, yes. When one, or by one seeing the Lama as the Buddha, one can receive the blessings of the Buddha. So how to understand then receiving the blessings of the Buddha is that one's mind will be open and receptive to the teachings of the Dhamma, and thereby one will develop the various stages of training in one's mind. In other words, one's mind will change. So to repeat that, by seeing one's teacher as one's Lama as the Buddha, one will receive the blessings of the Buddha, which means one's mind will change, and one's mind will change through being receptive to the teachings and integrating those teachings through practice. So one's practice will be successful, and thereby one's mind will change. And this is then what's meant by receiving the blessings of the Buddha, which one does by being open and receptive, through which comes about through seeing one's Lama as the Buddha.
Yeah, so it becomes then irrelevant, even though there will be actually teachers who are Buddha and who are not Buddha, it becomes irrelevant, is that right? Like this, it just is totally irrelevant to that.
So whether the teacher is a Buddha or not becomes irrelevant because one receives the blessings of the Buddha.
Je suis un peu plus de temps.
tiene un consacre y una mina de tiquel se informare que hace más de pañana, más de cien a tres chute.
Dene la veji tata chagomare, sanjungune ine mine chevario marelana, dene je tata chagomare kasore. Tanga juge lama de chidango sanje ine mina sede, talama de lia sosu mwene, chisanjo kumwere, sebe duje shade, sosu mwola sanje ruji chadiga chagore, sanjungune ru chadigore, de delia, sosu mwola ya, sanje imba chida maimba ni ru chayo mare, chidan sosu ge samu mwola, ta sosu mwola ya, sanjo kumwene ra chadigore.
I'm reluctant to state that it makes no difference whether one's teacher is a Buddha or not, but from the side of the student, if one to the extent that one recognizes that one's or perceives one's teacher as being a Buddha, one will receive the blessings of the Buddha. So and thereby one's mind will change.
So,
Take the illustration of a dream. So if we dream of our friends, in our dream, these are our friends. There's no question of are these our friends or not. They are your friends. When you wake up, of course, then it's a dream. But whilst you are in the dream, these are your friends. So similarly, when we, if we perceive our Lama as being a Buddha, then we will be able to receive the blessings of the Buddha. Maybe a clearer illustration is if we think of how we relate to statues. If we relate to statues as a statue, there is that obstacle from our side, from our perception, that prevents or limits us receiving the benefits or the blessings of the Buddhas through the statue. But if one relates to the statue, knowing that it's been filled correctly and consecrated, thereby one relates to the statue as being the Buddha, one can receive the blessings of the Buddha. And in fact, there are many accounts of beings who have received teachings from statues, because of how they perceive the statue. So in this way, we can see the if one relates to one's Lama, perceives one's Lama as being a Buddha, one would receive the blessings of the Buddha, in the same way as if one perceives the statue as being a Buddha.
Yeah,
okay.